discuss the way they typically cut forests, pluck the forest. You can take a chicken and to say all the chickens are all attended, say all the sins that we have, which we are supposed to get the death penalty, transferred through this chicken. As a pigeon, this chicken shall be demons. The chicken will be slaughtered now. This will be a ransom for us. The chicken is slaughtered, the first thing that it is meant to give the meat. The chicken to the poor people who don't have anything, so you combine pigeon together with stuff. Nowadays, this was done for many centuries. Nowadays, it has become a custom. The best degree that the lot of harm came out of this. Because people went with the chicken market. Get in the shed and get lined up. Everyone was in a hurry to get the shed. Was supposed to stay there all night to keep shifting. He didn't have time for himself. Probably had no time to examine the collar. This is something that you're all very much aware of, very timely. You examine the knife, and then later on you'll find a victim of this knife. And that's the first tomorrow we had last Shabbos. When you get the knife, the question is what happened this Shabbos? It's like more detail about what happens to all the chickens that were slaughtered. Where did they come from? They come from the first chicken. It means all the rest of them were slaughtered with a kosher knife. Where did they come from? Slaughtering the last chicken. First ones were kosher, last were just. Of course, the key is, Allah Shemnach is going to be afraid because of suffering and doubt. All the chickens are afraid. Imagine the shepherd has no time to examine the knife. After so many times he cuts, inadvertently must become a neck gun, even on the knife. All people come to that knife at morning. Therefore, the answer is custom is that we take money. We have in the sitter, box to have the cup for us. Take this money and place it over our head, right hand. You say first the carrier of the Yeshivish and some of us, the sinner. Then you say, is that Holy Fussy? Is that the Rossi? Is that the Fussy? You say that one or three times. Instead of saying, is that Tanig or Eel Kavisa, this chicken goes to death. You say, Eel Hamlois, Eel is gone. This money should go to stop. The amount of money usually is 18 cents. This is what was before the pre-inflation of that was 3 years old. 18 cents per person in the family. Every person who must be making cents into the sky. Indeed, this is paying a risk to heal ourselves, going to death to life with this bucket of chai. And we also need to support for life and parnassah, livelihood. Because there's a special malach that's appointed in heaven over parnassah. Although we give ourselves a key to livelihood, it's only the angel that should be there to the angel. Still, the Malach will carry it out. Hashem gives to the Malach the shepherd which Hashem makes. This Malach appointed over Pranasa, his name is Ches Tov Chav. That's what Pranasa's name is. That's Ches Tov Chav. He's the cut. It's very important. The very much says, these are things about this. Why? This is one of the reasons why the Pasuk, Ashrei, Isaiah, Esther, Deva, here, all by this time, it's so important that this Pasuk is more important than the whole Deva. Besides, Shema Yisrael, that one line, is the only Pasuk where you must say with Kavona, if you did, you gotta go back. Even the Shemesh didn't go back. So what's so important? This Pasuk sounds like enormous, of course, it says Ashrei, the kind of name, guaranteed and lady. But this Pasuk is the basis for Pradus. Say, as it's your death, open your ears and feel what I have to give the necessities of life to everyone. This is the Zidin, but say, as your death, the last three letters are Noah, Ches, Tov, Ches, Tov. This is the Shiva cipher for Nasa. And here too, that only plus C, Z, and also we can have a C, whereas whether if we also are S top top. This is why the Azar says, so what we can lead C after the Shabbos, you can look, tear off the whole challah, which you will cut. The cutting of the lead C is the Shpia of the dust. That's the tefillah that we say for the Kapparis with Wadi Dafka. This will be it. So all of this, we buy chickens ready made and sorted easy. We get in the mitzvah Kapparis plus. Much better to give money with stuff than to give chickens. Give for the person. Indeed, I don't get money because he put money in the stuff. The fat that he goes for. They didn't know stuff. So this is surely a true pity. Adam and Kippur, we did not say Mizmer the Seda after Baruch Shama. The reason being with the Seda is a carbon which requires additional time period to eat it, and you cannot eat after the evening. That fiddle is admitted that we did not say Tachlud. You don't say that say when the young car because you get to ring the end. You do not say a video volcano every just 3 words a day. No video volcano either for the morning or for winter. That day is left out. The mitzvah eating at a Yom Kippur is unsurpassed. When we eat at a Yom Kippur, the same and best thing when you Kippur. The finish is that a mitzvah which is easier. Receive less reward. It's the way you're suffering, you get more reward. Here, though, it's a mitzvah where you're eating, not suffering, reward is the same as one of the fast and you can. It's just like having two fast days in a row. Two fast days in a row, now it's stuck. It's considered like many times that was bigger. It's a mitzvah to eat, and you one of the person who redacted that very careful. How to do that? Discuss that in Shabbat Shia, this is the point. You can have two people eating that same day, same meal, one person gets nothing for it, the second person gets the mitzvah fasting. If his kavodah is before he starts, he says, if I am eating this meal for the sake of the mitzvah, the sukkah's enemy keeper. Then the whole sukkah, pleasant sukkah, is sit at the same spot as how he fasts. Which was never the chuba that is asking each other. Again, they did love. Erev Yom Kippur, or the Eve of Yom Kippur, which is called the Eve of Kol Midday. First, we said you have to daven mincha. Mincha, we daven at about 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. And you got to make the first about 1 o'clock, as close to 1 as possible. Then we have it at 2 o'clock, and then you go home to eat the cinema sex. So 1 to 2 might not be enough time for mikveh. Make that 2:30. 2:30 sharp is right here, this room. At the mincha tefillah, you say al chet after the weekday shulishri. Then you go home to eat the cinema sex. Be sure to finish that time before. So if you're in shul, you're in shul at 6 o'clock, you should be in shul, put on the talis, which I'm married, put on the kittel, and prepare for the Yom HaDin. The tefillah kol nidrei said by the chazan is an awesome tefillah. It's preceded by a statement, the hadas hamokalim, hadas hakol, with the permission of Hashem, permission of assemble, we hereby allow one who is not religious to be associated with us with this tefillah. In other words, the true meaning of a tefillah, but tzibur. Tzibur means tzadikim, benedim, neshonim. Tzadikim, little ones, and neshonim. To allow one to be part of, to merge with the kol, is needs a special permit to have neshonim daven with us. That's if there are neshonim. But we say this in case there are some, you never can tell what a person is thinking. A person can be a complete usher by just having a doubt of a mullah. Well, Shema Kaddish says in the Kriya Shema, Satan, the Abaratan, the human faith. Satan means that you will turn away from Hashem and you will serve idols and so on. Hashem Kodesh says with Satan, if you turn away from Hashem, one iota of a doubt in the Muna, slightest doubt in the Muna, then the Abaratan, the human faith is classified as though you worship idols. Literally worship idols. But you say today, maybe you see idol worship today. You don't see any idols today, people bowing to them. The answer is that that is considered of a Zohar. A Zohar is a person who lacks perfect emunah. So it might be to show him in the group, that we can tell, as a show him in the Kehila. We have to say these words that we commit, these are shown in Daf with us, because the biggest Kiddush Hashem, is the accomplishment of the Dosha to returns, comes back to Hashem. Russia again adopts, accepts, complete the Muna, that's the biggest Kiddush Hashem, it's more than the biggest mitzvah that a tzaddik can do. So we say that for the Allah, this Hashem to merge with us, and at this time of holiday, we hope that because of the awesomeness of the moment, we'll all feel a hit of tshuva, and they will become tzaddikim again. The saying of the holiday, the chazan says, holiday three times, and the call, says silently with the chaz in these words. Very silently they help sing a rule of the nigan, a very special universal nigan that's sung all over the world the same way. The end of the kolidre, the chaz says the bracha shechiyonu. That's the bracha for kippur, shechiyonu. And of course, literally light candles, especially the candle lighting, they're supposed to remain silent. But the people in the shul are supposed to say the shechiyonu with the chaz very silently, not to be heard at all, but they're supposed to finish the bracha before he finishes. And we say with him, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. The rest of the words you say quickly, that when he finishes, you can say Amen. Remember that rule always, you're never allowed to answer Amen on your own bracha. So if you say with the chazan the same bracha, you cannot answer Amen on the chazan's bracha. In this case, if you must finish the bracha quickly, so that and then answer Amen on the Chazan's bracha. The Holy Yom Kippur, the Night Yom Kippur, the morning twice, the night we say Baruch, after Shema Yisrael, we always say Baruch Hashem from the Lord silently. Kippur we say it aloud because we are not afraid of the Malachim. We would attack us for that, especially to the Malachim. The night of Yom Kippur, there is a special shiur said. Shiur in 7 days of the week. We say that Kippur night, and also it's a mitzvah to learn. Mishnayos Yom Kippur. We have a special shiur after the Arav. Special shiur Mishnayos, which is the basis for all the laws of Yom Kippur. Short, it's not that long. Nobody's in a hurry to go eat supper then, so you can stay for a few minutes with that shiur. The following morning, of course, a person should try to return early. Remember always, we forgot to mention this before Rosh Hashanah, sadly. The Gemara says, Zohar Kodesh says, stresses this point. Dominating the dominion is one thing. The person who comes to the minyan, he is the first, or one of the first ten. Then, this is a fact, stated clearly, he's one of the first ten. Everybody who walks into the shul after that, he receives the credit for that person's davening. So, if you have 50 people in the shul, the first 10 receive, divide the credits of the rest that come in. Now, that itself is great. You have instead of one till you have 5 tools. If you have a big shul of 1,000 people, you get that many more. The first 10 get 1,000. 1,000 don't lose that tool. But the first thing is the equivalent of the additional tools that come up. Now, imagine more so, person is fairly good. He's decent. He doubts himself, that's his tefillah. Where would he ever
veg, somebody who's a big tzaddik, or tzaddik in great words. Let's say in Ulubi, they had 2,000 tzaddikim who settled there, what the first 10 would get. Yet, the answer was nobody got it. They couldn't because everyone would, tzaddik knew about it. So they slept in shul. They stayed in shul overnight. There were a few hundred staying in shul overnight, so it was to each his own. Each had to get his own kabbalism. Otherwise, this is always, that's why the Gemara says, the lady comes to the person should always strive every morning and before the Shabbos to be the first, one of the first 10 to come to shul. This is morning, afternoon, Shachar to the morning. Especially, you imagine on this day of war, I mean, it's all the Shabbat, or Mayachat Behem Hashem's one day of the year in Kippur, it says in Tillim. Imagine he's supposed to stand to be one of the first 10 at the end. All the tefillahs of those afterwards. The tefillahs then are very strong and powerful. Every person in the house, all he is, puts inside prayer under these tefillahs. Imagine that these lechah, this day, if you're on the island, he'd be able to get many more tefillahs than his own. So each one should try to be one of the first 10 to the shul. But more important to be davening really with kavanah for this day, pure kavanah. Most important to sincerely do tshuva, not be just lip service for it. Do tshuva, concentrate. This is the item I'm talking about. The tshuva means I will not repeat this again. Think of the day after Yom Kippur, weeks, months following. Will I do this again? If I will, this is not tshuva. You have to firmly resolve, be emes, truthfully, I will not return to this nivel, this evelus, this foolish act. Do it, honestly do it. That's why we said yesterday, the just a minute. Yesterday we said, spoke about the Ashana Vegadu, the Atsnu, the eight speaks to anger, to a tremendous heat, to a fiery point. Bring Hashem to a fiery point of anger, Chas V'Shalom. Then it says, what is meant by the Atsnu? That we were lazy when it came to fulfilling a mitzvah, performing a mitzvah. We did the mitzvah right, we did it once or twice, we did it enthusiastically, and then the lada, we got tired of it, and we started to ease up on it, take it easy, take it light. A person has certain good attributes, comes running to shul early and so forth, and then after a while, begins to slacken. That is the Atzlu. You're doing something which is a kaviyach or nachas ruach to Hashem. Hashem gets nachas if he sees you come to shul early, he sees you doing mitzvahs right, he sees you going with fire, with lava. And then you weaken, you start to slacken, you back up, you stop taking such interest. This brings out chas from a fiery anger on the part of Hashem. That's why the tefillah is always chadei shemini b'kel. Every Jew knows that he was better before. He started, his haskalah was the strongest. Hashem renewed our days now, like they all when he first started. First began, each person we call, he first became, let's say, a wrestler. That fire, as modest as a person would be, he admires the fire he had when he first began. He wishes he could have it again. Every person does that because the haskalah is always the greatest time in a person's life. He first becomes a scholar. You have to try to get back to that original scholar because each person looking in his own spiritual mirror can see the way he has slipped in the Atzlu, cooling off. That cooling off is very unhealthy for the Neshama. It draws a person away from Hashem Chas V'Shalom. So that part should be done with real enthusiasm. In Atzlu, we commit this crime, Hashimeinu Hashem Elacha. Hashem brings us back to you. We want to come back. Same fire as before. In fact, you want to increase the fire of the tempo. You want to be zechut to be evde Hashem, the emes la'amitay, the ahavo of the yidah of the leiv of sholim. Thank you. Mission is the last day. Shlichus. Last day, at least. Try to finish it properly. pity. It's a shame, we call it a shame too. It's a pity that he spoke so strongly about coming to the Minyan early, the time, having the sechar for those who come late. Those who come later, not late. No one should come late. But either today we had to suffer through with a lack of Minyan for a while. Day like today, Shlosha Sevinos, a person should strive to get up earlier, come earlier to show an effort towards tshuva. Except that we can do tshuva, Rabbeinu says that there's two kinds of tshuva. One is the tshuva for sins, and the second is tshuva for tshuva. Whereas it's the tshuva for the tshuva that he did. The chew he did was good enough, he's got to do a chew on top of that chew. It's a higher degree of chew. So looks like we have reached a higher degree. It's time to do chew for our chew. Our chew so needs chew, needs correcting. Let's do chew on. Chew means, of course, that through meeting chew that you do not repeat this again. Show his worth that there's sneezes coming to a million. And that there should be no danger, pachat. It's a pachat, fear that perhaps the minyan might not materialize today, as I show you. Don't be the cause of that pachat. That's the tshuva, that's the minyan, that's the spell of the emes, what we're supposed to. The din is that on Yom Kippur, we said that you're supposed to. You're not supposed to wear shoes, one of the items. This applies to everyone, including even children. Not wearing shoes means only shoes of leather. Though there are some pesukim who say, there is even one pesuk who says you can't even wear socks, must be barefoot completely. Other pesukim, many of them say that you could wear socks, but you cannot wear shoes of any kind, even those are not leather. But the Arizal, Chaim Vitalzal, says the Fetish that shoes not made of leather, it's canvas or rubber, are permissible in the case of Yom Kippur, in the case of Tisha B'Av, and in the case of an Ovel, as we show, the person who's sitting Shiva, not allowed to wear shoes, not allowed to wear shoes made of canvas. These three times that he's not asking that shoes of canvas are permissible, that is the accepted minute. However, despite this, when we have Kedem in Shul, Shul we had Kedem just once, we bowed completely. Now, the Jew was never allowed to get down on his knees for any reason whatsoever. It was definitely forbidden, no matter what, except on Shoshana in Kedem. Shoshana for Aleinu, Nachman Kedem, and Kedem for the Avidas Nim, Avidas Kedem. Avodah Yom Kippur entails going down four times, and going down, Kedem, Mishtachim, Lefer, Kedem, you get down on your knees, and then your forehead, your Metzach, must touch the floor. Now, we have said there is an Easter against doing that, because the floor made of Shayish, marble, stone, has a definite piece of it. What if the floor is not made of stone? It's a cellar made of stone. Well, like this, either made of wood or they're carpeting. So there is a Xeda that I've gone on. Remember, it's a Xeda. But this too is forbidden. It's not made of ice, it's a wood. Therefore, in order to avoid that, if you do not go cater with the floor itself, on anything, laying down leaves or sheets of paper, then it is permissible. The paper you put down on the floor is not to prevent yourself from getting dirt, it's to prevent making contact with the floor itself. It must be that seats of separation. So you make sure that paper could be very small in area, just needs for the half of the knees and the forehead, which when you put down, they're very close together. Just make sure that your forehead, especially, touches the paper, but not the floor itself. If there is no paper or something like that, then you could simply use your talus. Put the talus down over your head, and you fall on your talus. Better, of course, if the floor was washed carefully so that you make the talus dirty. The final tefillah is the Elah. This tefillah of the Elah must be said as close to sundown as possible. Shilas as to whether it may be said after sundown in certain parts, but for some reason, somehow, a lot of Pesachim look at this very much in detail. How it's permissible, the fact that they work so hard to find justified, shows that it is. Customarily, the Elah is said mostly after Shkia. After Shkia is completed, when it is done. When it is done, means the day is over, then we blow shofar. You're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or on Yom Kippur, except Rosh Hashanah, which is a special mitzvah. So that's the Issa of Meshmiya Kol, so the Shinon Ches Rechayim. Meshmiya, you're not allowed to make a sound, also like Zaydas Hachamu, you might use an instrument or perfect an instrument. So you cannot blow shofar on Yom Tov. Therefore, you cannot blow shofar on Yom Kippur itself. So it must be at least Beit HaShemesh, at least meaning after sundown, between and just about dusk, when it's at least the Suffolk light, at least the dawn of night. At that time, it's a mitzvah already because blowing a shofar is a mitzvah. So combining a mitzvah with the fact that it's already past sundown will be allowed. Before that, of course, it's forbidden. And when the shofar is blown, this signifies the closing of the gates of heaven. The fact that the gates close, by no means, implies that tshuva is impossible. This is what the accepted version. People say, well, gates are closed, you got in, you didn't get in, you're out. It doesn't sell as a word that is so poignant, so touching, so vital, so encouraging. Only the Muslim says something like this. Factually, Muslim says that a person must always strive to daven with kavanah. Give your utmost daven with kavanah, but feeling it with what heart of the davening. But if you can't daven with kavanah during the week, his mind is off, you just can't concentrate, he's committing a crime. Don't become discouraged. On Shabbos, you'll have peace of mind. You'll have to daven with more kavanah during the week. You'll find there'll be a feeling of thing. What if you find that Shabbos weekdays go by? You can't. Somehow just let it go. You daven Yom Tov. You daven one davening on Yom Tov. Or one davening on Rosh Hashanah. That'll cover all the tefillahs of the whole year. Because these tefillahs that are without kavanah is like a body in the shul. These tefillahs are lying like corpses at the gates of heaven. They can't go in. They'll be liable to go in. But when a person davens one powerful tefillah, one shul, this opens the gates and it takes aside all the other tefillahs. It's a higher mason, he's liable to all the other tefillahs. When a person finds that the shul comes and he doesn't daven the kavanah, don't worry, only go home. Kippur, you'll daven. You have your kippur all day, then you have the Elah last minute. That's when you truly be able to become a rav to come on. Doesn't also when a person didn't daven, he would, he tried. His heart was made of stone, he just couldn't make it up. He tried it, but his heart broke. You have your kippur with, everyone is davening loud, screaming, and davening crying. And he just can't get himself to what feeling he's davening. Is he finished? Also, don't worry, because you didn't daven your kippah well. The day after your kippah, you'll daven very well. If your kippah win, things are not hopeless. You daven perfectly at the kippah. 2 days after your kippah, there's always another tefillah for you. No such thing as yiyush, giving up hope. Even if your kippah win, of course, naturally, personally, who learns this will daven already well every day. daven the world, every day, the Shabbos, regular davening, and like the Rebbe said, Erev Rosh Hashanah, hours is better than somebody else in the Shoshana. You still need this touch, this chasness, strengthening a person's morale, elevating a person's feelings. This is what the Moskal tells us. No such thing, words of the Rebbe, or one of the Rebbe, no such thing as Yish. You cannot, you should not, you dare not give up hope. Because you can be sure that the gates of heaven, Tshuva, are always open, always. Come before Hashem, always accept you. You should never have to prove Tshuva, Tshuva, Stucka, just to be sure. Adding to the Shoresh, the Chayim, the Chayim, the Chomecha, the HaKadosh, the Mishpat, Chesed, the Sev Chayim, we also add two more things. Or the Farkle, we had Shia Malat Libar Makim. This capital, if this should be said before the beginning of the Sefer Shiva, if a person is not up to the Yishtabach yet, he's in the middle of the Sukkot Zimba, Shema, on, then he could stop where he is, finish the Pasuk Kos, and say Shia Malat with the minion, right where he is, when he gets to the Yishtabach, he says it again for himself. It's very important and vital that this be said with the minyan. So though a person is not up to that Yishtabach yet, he fell behind, he's lagging behind, or he's not such a good boy, he comes late to shul, not up to the minyan, he should say Shia Malat with the minyan, whatever he's up to. And then, when he gets to that spot itself, of course, put it in there, say it there. In addition, you have a change in the Kaddish. Kaddish, we usually say, V'nichu, V'eila, Min Kol, V'chasa, V'shigasa. During the studies of Yeshiva, we add V'nichu, V'eila, U'li'eila. V'eila means that Hashem rises, his stomach, and his yake, rises above and above. V'eila means above and above. V'eila, U'li'eila. And there are two new stories. Some say V'eila, V'eila. Some say La'ela Uyela. The Mate of Flame, who is our Innocent's post-scholar, says, brings these 2 days, and there are some rest of the list who accept the day of La'ela, 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 because it seems that that's what he favors. It seems he favors that, yet he says it brings from one safer that the stories found are La'ela, La'ela. However, since he does not say the Fadish as the day, and he does bring both days, plus the fact that in all these Siddurim, which count, many of you used to say, look at the Siddur, if you want to know Halacha, all the Siddurim count, there's the Eila Uli Eila, so I've seen those who are inducted to say Dafkoi and Uli Eila. You'll see both, and of course both are correct, or the proper, but if you want to know what we say the Eila Uli Eila, we means here. As in, for instance, the Shuni Kippur, or Shuni Smyrna, says the Eila, the Eila. But even both are, Yom Kippur, both are correct. However, that is the only days of debate about. All agree that all year you say the Eila, Minko, the Chasa, and now you say the Eila, or the Eila, Miko, the Chasa, which means that you are not permitted to add a word as far as number is concerned. The words are numbered. Yadkal Yigdal Melkoyach Hashem Kashdimat Alimah. The Zayde Kodesh, all this stems from the Zayde Kodesh, which says that when the Jews went to Golis, Holchul Boloi Koyach, that we need. Jews went possibly went without strength, without Koyach, for the enemy that pursued them. That's a show. This, Kabi Yochel, means a Matishan, Rabbi Yeshua. This Kabbalah weakens the power of God because the Hashem is Ibn Muhammad, he's all powerful, and he defends the Jews, he battles and wins for them. Then we find that Kabbalah, the strength, Kayach above, that's Shom is gone. So for this, we have to give the Kayach Hashem, we have to give, add, large, heightened Kayach of Hashem for Yahoo. This is done with the word Kayach of 28 words of the Kaddish, of the Kaddish of Yisqodach, Yishtabach, Yisqodach, Yisqodach, from Yehesh Bein Abba through Amidon Biyomo. 28 words exactly. These are 28 words. If you say Li Ela, Min, Kol, V'chosel, you're going to add Li Ela, Uli, Eli, have 29. Therefore, in order to reconcile one extra word, you cut out the word Min, you make two words, you make one word out of the two. Min, Kol, you make a tall word, Miko. You say Li Ela, Li Ela, Miko, V'chosel, you then again have 28 words. Eta, Yigal, Look, Hashem, Yigal, Kaddish. This would be correct. That's the Nistois for Sidis of Yitzhak. Now, back to the day after Kippur, it's called Shem Hashem. Again, Shem Hashem means the name of Hashem is brought to a higher Kiddush Hashem. That's when the sins of the Jews are removed, erased, and the Kiddusha of the Shekhinah is heightened. It's called Shem Hashem. That day, in order to continue the Kedusha, to start the new Kedusha, we should be deducted to build a sukkah, even if it comes out at a Shabbos finish. But it's a little time, at least to do a little work on a sukkah. In fact, the custom is to do it immediately after your kippur is over at night. These parts are difficult to do at night if living in the Ben Hashodah. Possible to do a tiny bit, then all well and good. Of course, the Chidozal says that the best thing is to, if it's possible, to put up the frame of the sukkah before Yom Kippur, but the schach after Yom Kippur. These are all the argument, they're all good. A person should try to strive to be as good as master. When it comes to the mitzvah, you should have to learn speed. Rush to hurry to do a mitzvah. Be very slow when it comes to doing a sin of the shore. Slow, which will give you a chance to think, to chew up, not to prevent yourself from doing a mitzvah. Abstain, whereas in mitzvahs, you sin as you abstain, and the mitzvahs will fly, will rush deep into it. Yesh zonas meniska. Extra schar for diseases. Putting up the sukkah, the walls of the sukkah have separate dinim. Then the schach, the main din of course is the schach and the sukkah, that's why it's called sukkah. We'll have these halachas on Shabbos, just one item which appears to be prevalent around these parts, is that the schach must be tachas, kapas hashemayim. The schach, kosher schach on top of the sukkah, should be the only item separating a person from heaven itself. Which means there cannot be any overhang. It cannot be underneath an awning or anything like that, or overhang of eaves of a building, which will cover, block your, make a straight line up to heaven. And this thing is blocking it, no matter how good the schach is, it's possible, because there is a covering over it. Same thing applies too if you have a tree very far away, you make a sukkah here. Trees' branches spread out far out, and some of these trees are very tall. They will be 6-10 stories high. Trees that the branches that extend very far out, could 50 feet away or more, reach to a point over the sukkah. So you can have a branch 10 stories above you, and bustle the roof, the castle's half of the sukkah. You have to see to it that only sukkah at a point where there is nothing separating the sukkah, the schach, and the sky. Therefore, a person should make the schach in much better where you can see the sky if possible. But the schach should be kosher, which means it should be more schach than air. The majority of the air and touch should be covered, a strong majority. At the same time, you should make it sparse enough to be able to see the sky. You can see the stars especially, more so, even if it makes it very thickly covered, it must be roomy enough to allow rain to come in. If it's too thick for rain, it's a shayla in halacha. Some places can say that it's possible, but the shayla tshuva, the Mishnah agree that it is kosher b'dieved. It's yetzi, you can make a bracha too. Still, it is better to proceed with it. There's room between. Only thing this half doesn't mean that there's inches. We have tiny slit. We still see the scratch. But it's much more important to see that there's no real separation. We've got to have much more than a jarry of schach covered. Being in a jarry, much more be safe. That's the dinim of the schach and the sukkah. We'll continue this. This morning before davening, Rebbe was supposed to have made, said the tefillah for kaparis, with the money or with a live chicken. If you did not do it before davening, of course you do it after shachris. As we said too, for breakfast today, or you could wait when you get home, as you please. Don't forget, before you start eating, you say l'shem, mitzvah, sachilas, erev Yom Kippur. You can add the word l'shmo to make it really good. Hey, l'shmo means purely for the sake of the mitzvah. We're not eating at all for the sake of appetite, which of course is difficult to say with the truth. You're hungry, you still have some feelings for the food, but you're allowed to enjoy the food. Today is a Yom Tov. As you see, we did not say Aviv Vakedo, we did not say Tachno, we did not say Alamed Seach, it's a complete Yotif. We have to, though we are going to the court, though we are going to Bez Shalmala to be judged, finally, final decision, still we have to have Simcha. Yerushalmi says, they said, look at the difference between this nation. They have their Ligoyim. Ligoyim have to go to their court before their king. They are in a state of terror. They can't eat, they can't do anything. They become depressed, worried, because they fear for their lives. In case of the Jews, Lahavdil, going before the King of Kings, whose hands is not just the life of the person. Versus the Gemara compares the difference in going to a king for judgment. The king, in the first place, who says he can get the person? The person can always hide out. The person can hide out for life. The king with all his armies might not be able to find, possibly could not find this person who's hiding. He wears a disguise. He stays in a place where they won't find him. So all his life he can be safe. Say that he is caught. He is brought before the king in judgment. The king is angry. The king is furious, and the king wants to punish him as much as he possibly can. The king can punish him only as far as his death. That's the most the king can do to him. The moment he dies, there's nothing more the king can do to this person. In the case of, in the case of Hashem, the person has to go to trial before Hashem. There's no place in existence where he can hide out. Wherever he goes, he's going. Any dungeon, any pit, any cave, any island he goes to, he's going to Hashem. Because Hashem is there already. There's no way to hide out from Hashem. When he comes before Hashem, there is not a case of where he can escape ultimate punishment by being put to death. Before death, after death, still, Hashem wants Chas Hashem, he can punish him forever and ever afterwards. So surely, this trial is a much more awesome, frightening one. Yet Yerushalmi says, notice how here these people, this holy nation, go before Hashem in trial, dresses up in holiday clothes, they eat well before the judgment. Then if Yom Kippur, they are not depressed, there's no yish. Of course, they are concerned, they are very serious. But they still have a sense of simcha. They're going before Hashem with simcha. Because we have bitochen, emunah in Hashem, and Hashem will be made sila oil mishpatenu. Our mishpat, our judgment will come out to light, to good, to life. That's the attitude we're supposed to take, so we're supposed to eat the meal with a feeling of simcha. With deep respect, but with simcha, but with depressed mind. This afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. on the mitzvah of mikveh, it's any time from 1 p.m. on. The closer to 1 p.m., the better, but at least as close to it, or at least after 1 p.m., not to go to mikveh before 1 p.m. And also, another kavanah for a person to have, and this is important at all times, sometimes it feels a little difficult to have these kavanahs. For example, it's brought that Shema Yisrael, you have to, when you say that one line Shema Yisrael, you have to keep in mind that Shema Yisrael itself, when you say this, you are about to perform one of the Tariag Mitzvahs. This is one of the 613 say Shema Yisrael. So you have to keep that in mind because Mitzvah Sneha is Kavana. You have to have Kavana for it, especially this one. Secondly, you must keep in mind that you are saying this with true Emunah Hashem. You become on yourself Emunah Hashem. And that you are willing to be reconciled with this, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, to die on Kiddush Hashem. And then you have to keep in mind the Aleph, the Echad Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem, Echad. Aleph is one, Ches is seven heavens and earth, it's eight. Dalet, four sides. Plus the Dalet stands for the Dalet Bases Bezdin and the four types of death. So many things to concentrate on. What would you think about the mitzvah itself? Difficult. Here too, when you have to concentrate on the mitzvah of mikveh, how many things there are, it's difficult. But yet, it is not simple comparatively if you do it often. You know, it continually becomes automatic. In the beginning, you have to first train yourself. It's a little hard. After, it becomes very simple. And this is a vital point that you should know. That Yisrael teaches us that Erev Shabbos, you know that the person acquires a neshama yisera for Shabbos. Different moments in Shabbos when he gets the nefesh ruach and neshama. It's not the issue. The point is that when does he draw upon himself this entire concept of a neshama yisera? And if he does, here's the point that's the chiddush, does he now have two neshamas, two souls, the one for the weekday neshama, plus the neshama yisera? This is a chakira problem. We find it as Tikkunizai, it says, like solid devlosai al ha'etz. When you hang a person, dies for the sake of a crime, you're supposed to hang the body as a lesson to others, but don't keep the body overnight. Don't leave that dead body hanging on the tree overnight. Tikkunizai says, this refers to a lot of other points. Basically, one is that the vela means a dead body, a corpse. Something that's tummy. That person is tummy. It's been tummy. It's the worst, the highest degree of tumah. It's called the avi avayset tumah, top degree of tumah. The Isaiah calls the neshama of the weekdays the vela compared to the neshama of Shabbos Kodesh, the neshama yisera. Eitz is a person. Good job. Ki hodo eitz asoda. Person is called a tree of the eights. They solid of losel eights. Kunizai says, do not leave this nevela upon this person. Shabbos comes, he doesn't retain, he doesn't still keep this old neshama. They get the new one. He strips himself of this neshama. He dresses, he cloaks himself now with the new neshama, the much higher neshama of Shabbos Kodesh. It is so high, this neshama. But next to it, the neshama of the weekday is called the vela, the corpse. So therefore, the Yisrael says that when you go to the mikveh Friday, aside from all the other considerations, all the other kavanas you're supposed to have, you should try to have, you're not supposed to, you should try to have. You go to the mikveh, you go for the sake of the mikveh, that's it, it's enough too. You could, to have kavanah that when you go down, that you are being stripping yourself, removing from yourself, the mishcho de chavyo. Mishcho de chavyo means the skin of the serpent. The pasuk says that Hashem gave Adam and Isha, his wife, kosleis oed, coats of skin. This was skin with an iron, but before they were clothed with kosleis oed, coats of light, the heavenly lighting in Eden. That was removed. They lost that because of a snake, because of the act with the tree of wisdom. But they took on a coat of skin. What was the skin? It was called the chavya, mishkan de chavya, the skin of the snake that caused the sin. So this is what we made with them. And Shabbos comes, this is removed. The person should keep learning, is stripping himself of this coat of skin of the snake, which means the lower type of the Shabbos. He's Muslavi, he's absorbing, taking it himself, they show me a state of Shabbos Kaddish. Same thing too, and if Yom Kippur, you go to the mikveh, you should have in mind in the mikveh the words Chatosi, Babisi, Bashati. With this confession, you are removing for yourself the Shama that is stained, and you are taking upon yourself the Shama of Bashati. Shara Chamish, Bida, which is highest classification of Labriya, the Shema that's so high above, Shema of Yom Kippur. This is one of the thoughts, if possible. I want to say you should have this because I know we can always get criticism for saying these things, especially it's on tape now, imagine the incriminating evidence that we said you should have in mind to take on the higher Kedusha for Yom Kippur for Shabbos. If that's our crime, then we happily plead guilty. Again, we covered Yom Kippur, this mikveh is so important that every single person is required to go to the mikveh at Yom Kippur for this true purification. Afterwards, we come to Daven Mincha, and at the Mincha, we have for the first time the Tefillah Al-Chayt, which is the Vidui, Hashem de Al-Chayt, that's said right after the weekday Shemona Esrei. You finish Sim Shalom, what happens when you say the one line, Yihyo Ratzon Lefi, that enables you then, before saying the Kain Tzeret, to say the whole part after the Kippur Shemona Esrei. Look at the sin of your parents, that for Milcha you don't become confused. You say the entire Vidui, and after that you add to the Kain Tzeret at the end, you finish Shemona Esrei. Then you go home to eat the final meal, which again is fish and chicken. It is customary that the fathers bless the children. Let's hope that Gich will have a lot of children here. Every father, it's a duty, each father, to take the child, to bless the child. You can say it in your own words, or you have the words of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here, chapter 131. If you have, say it in Hebrew here, or if you have an English Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the end of chapter 131, paragraph 16, you have the Nusach for the Bracha. We don't necessarily say this, we say any words you want, any words that we feel is a blessing to the children. And then we go to Shul after that, we are supposed to finish eating by about 10 to 6, 5 to 6, before 6 o'clock any time. And the candles should be lit also that time. Remember to light the yardside glass in the house, only those who are married. You're supposed to stay in the bedroom specifically. Anyone who doesn't have parents is supposed to bring also a glass to shul. Then those who are married put on the kittel and the talus. This must be put on before dark. So you can say a bracha on the talus. You retain it. Keep that talus on throughout the whole bar of tefillah. Then we start kol nidre. First, we say the tefillah zaka. If there was time, you come early to shul, you say tefillah zaka, which is a form of a confession. Before kol nidre, we take out all these seven Torahs, whatever number there is. There's one, two, or more. We go around hakafas, around the bima, and repeating the pasuk, Zaru al Tzadik, Ulish Shalev Simcha. last letter of that pasuk is Rabbi Akiva. Vidya Mesinas Nefesh for Kedusha. Each person that Torah passes by, the big kavanah there is, big kavanah for this whole thing is, this is the point, the kavanah. You have to come before Hashem to ask Mechila. You have to ask Mechila of your friends, your relatives, parents, relatives. But you must ask Mechila from the depth of your heart of the Torah HaKadosh itself. The reason for the Torah going around is that when the Torah comes by, you take the Torah, you kiss it, and you plead, you ask Mechila for anything you've done against the Torah HaKadosh. That way you start your kippur properly, right. That will be zechut to slicha mechila kapora. The yichasei v'sefer l'shul sadikim l'shul eskul v'yishua
amin. Today,
the day after kippur is called Shem Hashem. The name of Hashem, which means that there is a aliyah, a biyacho, elevation, a kedusha for the name of Hashem. The coming of Hashem. Of course, when the Jews have made this, the Shkina goes to goats, Kavod HaShem is lower. These are made of gold, Kavod HaShem is elevated, and therefore they have to keep on all these tons, mountains, rivers of Avedis are all washed away, wiped away. And there is such a big elevation to the name of HaShem, that's why it's called Shem HaShem. For that reason, though, it's customary to come to Shul for this day earlier than usual. Today, the Jews should be in Shul, should have been in Shul earlier than usual, to show that he meant his tefillas on Yom Kippur sincerely. When you need Hashem badly and desperately, you want forgiveness, you want to save yourself from punishment in this world, if you're sure, get these sins erased, then you come to Shul, only you come back. Then you give, you grant this request. You stop next day and you're free. So we show that though we have received this heart from Hashem, we still come to show the same covenant to Hashem the day after on this day. So therefore, this day is a Sunday holiday. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we don't say Tachlis, days of Simcha, for this reason, plus the fact that the days of Shlomo HaMelech, the Chanukah Sabbayis, took place on these days. Also, in addition, we are already filled with the Yom Tov spirit because we partake in the mitzvah of Sukkah, preparing the building of the Sukkah by the Alamidim, by the Lula, the Esek, Alamidim. So there is all this Yom Tov aura, atmosphere, and that's why these days are considered semi-holidays when there is no Tachlis set. In fact, the Zendor says, it says that the Chumash speaks about the first day of Sukkot, then the Elisha, first day. It's not the first day, it's the 15th day of Tishrei. Why does it say the first day? The Zendor says, Zaydi Kaddish reasons, of course, as a warning. This is what you'll hear in the right circle, the Jewish circle, you can even say this before very often. The average layman said that the first day of Sukkot, beginning of the year, as far as counting sins, that's when the sins start to count on the ground. That's what the Midrash seems to imply, and some people say. And this would mean, as I've heard, Charlie. This means that between Kippur and Sukkot, sins are free. Do what you want. No accounting for sin until the first day. The Zaydi Kaddish says that's, of course, ridiculous. Explains it to me that Cheshbon counting is different. The point is, all the Farshim explain, that it's the first day of Cheshbon of Midas because there you have problems. There are so many laws on Sukkot that inadvertently, willingly, it seems a person might slip up if he's not fully learning. But the spirit of Yom Kippur, the spirit of Tshuva, is so strong that it carries you over between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. A person just can't do sins if he tried. He doesn't have the appetite for it. Try to feed a person who has overeaten. See, more than he could take. He's completely satiated. try to give them food. It's impossible to take that in. There's no possible to take the food at all. So to hear a person who's so full of Kedusha, he can't take any sins these days. That's the reason for the Kedusha these days. It's building a sukkah is very great. It's a city in the sukkah is great. The sukkah itself is so holy that we noticed before that sukkah, or sukkah's being empty out of the combination of the two names of Hashem, which means the wedding of Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, merged together to form this sukkah, which is a protective covering over the fine smell. Therefore, this is nothing happy in the wedding. The sukkah is called Tumas HaPasim. Only have many other in the table. The sukkah is always called Tumas HaPasim because of this occasion, the biggest sukkah of the year. It's a special mitzvah. Go to the end. Know you have vacation from work or from school or whatever person is doing. Though you're dressed up and enjoy the days, still a mitzvah of the Sabbath. Bits of an attendant to be happy on his own. The person should be filled with simcha. Hashem blessed us, favored us, and gave us these little tables to celebrate with. The turn we can push closer to Hashem to do these little tables, which is the primary motive of the little table. The holidays, the person goes to business as he goes. He's close to Hashem, he doesn't realize it. Hashem is everywhere. He seems to get strange. Yet the turn he goes to shul, learn it. David is a whole different thing. He feels he is close, much closer than Hashem. Is that Hashem wants to get the Jews very close to him. And that's a chus. Fulfilling his mitzvahs with Ahava is going to really get close to Hashem with the use of Shia. Today is the yard site of my father-in-law, Shalom.